Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams here with Betsy McLaughlin, and we are excited about today's topic, which is magical tools to create magic when what you're asking for doesn't seem to be showing up. What kind of change can we create? So, and, you know, I mean, all of us have had those moments when it looks like, oh my gosh, I've been asking for this and it's not coming and what's going on, or I've worked so hard for this and it just doesn't seem to be happening for me. So what can we be or do different? And we're going to explore that in our show together. So before we do, let's talk a little bit about us. Who are we? Why are we here? Wait a minute, isn't that like one big existential question? You know, we could be reflecting on that for years. Anyway, we're not going to reflect on that for years right now. Why are we here? What's it all mean? So, Bets, want to say a little bit about us?
Sure. What can I say about us? So, we are obviously radio show hosts. we are certified facilitators with Access Consciousness. And if you've never heard of that, it's basically a body of work that is designed to empower you to live the best life that you would like to live, and beyond anything that you actually can imagine, which is something that I love, because my life certainly is way different than it was before I found Access Consciousness. And
can you
say
a little bit about that?
Like, yes, I really can. And I, you know, I was asking for something different. I was a very unhappy person at one point. And I used to be happy, and then a lot of stuff happened in my life, and then I wasn't happy anymore. And with that, I just got more and more unhappy and miserable and bitter, and had a lot of health issues, and just like it just compounded on problem and problem and problem. And it's like, you know, I really would like to find something that could change this. Or I wasn't even sure that I wanted to stay on planet Earth. And so I'm very grateful that I did find, a friend of mine told me about the Access Bars, which is a lot of people first find out about it because of it's a gentle touch on your head that releases energies and stuck points of views. And I thought it sounded really weird, but I was willing to try it because I was so miserable. So from that space, I found that, and then the whole body of work of Access Consciousness. And 5 years later, I'm a completely different person. I'm happy and creating way more in my life than I ever thought was possible, and get to travel and meet amazing people and play with fabulous co-facilitators like Kathy, and such a gift. So that is a little bit about what Access Consciousness has contributed to me We're also best-selling authors and entrepreneurs, and we do a lot of different things. And so, Kathy, what has Access contributed to you?
Oh, my goodness. I really think, Betsy, that one of the biggest things is getting out of that critical mind and being willing to just put my stuff out there in the world. As brilliantly imperfect as it is, you know, I really think that it would have been much, much more of a stretch for me to be on the radio or to have published books if I weren't or hadn't been exposed to the Access tools, because they really have just helped me get out of my own way in my life, and now I get to travel the world facilitating, and so it's just been such a glorious expansion. I know both of us have done used the tools for about 6 years, and over the past 6 years, as my client said, who I introduced them to her in November, she said, you know, my life has just expanded beyond anything I've ever done in the past few months. Well, I could say that about the past few years. So it just keeps getting better, and the better it gets. Yeah.
Yes. And you know what's really neat, and it really does kind of go with our topic today, is, you know, the magic of the life that you can create. And what if it's way more magical and way more amazing than you can even think of from your logical mind?
Oh, yes. Well, the logical mind can only define the parameters of what it already knows, what it's been exposed to, and what it's heard.
Yeah. Yes.
So if we're to create something greater, we've got to go beyond that logical mind.
Mm-hmm. So how do we do that? How do we go beyond our logical thinking mind? Because, you know, we've been taught in this reality that's what's so important. You know, you've got to be able to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And for years and years, that's the way I made my choices. I would try to, I'd write down the pros and the cons, and that was the smart way to make choices, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, you better write down the pros and the cons and figure out what's the most appropriate decision to make, right? and so if we're going to expand beyond the logical mind, I mean, that's one way of making choices, but it's not going to get us beyond that logical mind. And one of the ways that you can do that is to begin to ask more questions. And I often tell this story. I was in a room with someone who knows Kevin O'Leary. And Kevin O'Leary, if you're familiar with the show Shark Tank, is the bald guy on Shark Tank. And on Shark Tank, they kind of make him out to be like curmudgeonly a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so funny because on reality TV shows, they love to like cut things to paint different personality, that, you know, one person be the nice person, one person be the, you know, curmudgeonly one. And it's really not that way in real life, right? So anyway, it's all good editing or interesting editing anyway. So anyway, he was hanging out with Kevin O'Leary, and he said, Kevin, you're kind of irritating because you ask so many questions. And Kevin looks at him and he goes, who's the billionaire? You might want to start asking more questions.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay, so if anyone ever you know, says to you, you ask too many questions, just say, oh, yep, and I'm on my way to being a billionaire. Maybe I should ask a few more.
There you go. Maybe I'm not asking enough questions.
Right? Like, how many more questions do I need to ask to become a billionaire?
Yeah, I love that. I'm going to tattoo that on my hand. at least write it with a Sharpie, maybe, right? Like, how many questions can you ask?
And so that is one of the things that we talk about a lot on the show, and it's asking questions. So as a child, we are told to stop asking questions. Children are naturally inquisitive. They want to know how things work. They want to know why. They want to see, you know, like they're always asking. And then we're told that that's not something that we're supposed to do.
Yeah, if you sit down and shut up, you'll actually learn something. Oh, gosh, as though, you know, I mean, we talk about the fact that children under age 3 or something like that are learning the most, you know, of anybody. So then why would it stand to reason that sitting down and shutting up is the way to learn? Like, that's not how those people learn.
Makes so how it does make sense. And so along the way did we eliminate by stopping questions?
Yeah.
So now what questions can we ask to create the magic that we that we already are? You know, we're all already magic. And so what questions can we ask to really, like, turn up all those magical capacities and capabilities that a lot of us have shut down for so long?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that question. And really, you know, when you were talking about it, it's like, what questions can we ask? But what space of curiosity can we be? Because it's almost like being the question rather than, you know, what question? Even though that's the starting point. Like, what questions can I ask? But then it's like, what energy, space, and consciousness of curiosity and wonder can I be that never comes to conclude, but it's always open to greater possibilities?
Yes.
And
that is a wonderful question. I love that. Yes, let's do a clearing.
So what energy, space, and consciousness can we and our bodies be that's always the expanding curiosity and space of possibility we truly be for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Right and wrong, good and bad.
All nine shorts, boys, and beyond.
So what was Betsy, that you just said?
What are those weird words? My goodness. So that is the clearing statement. And you can find more information about it at theclearingstatement.com. So we kind of like to talk differently about it each time. We'll come up with something different. So this time, since we're talking about magic, why don't we explain it? It's like a magic wand that kind of clears out the cobwebs in our brains and allows any stuck energies that might be in there to move and create different possibilities. And you don't have to understand how it works for it to work. How cool
that
is
the cool part, right? And we were talking about bypassing our logical mind. So the clearing statement is one of those tools that does help us bypass that logical mind and create something different. And what I love about it is you never have to go into the past. You never have to know exactly what's creating the limitation. You just have to be willing to let that limitation go and step into a greater possibility.
You know, I love that is one of my favorite things about learning these magical tools is that you don't have to figure it out.
Yes.
And I certainly spent a large part of my life trying to figure it out. And if only I could figure it out, then I could solve the problem.
Right. And so how many of us, you know, have decided that we even have a problem? And if we've decided that we have a problem, we're in judgment, a space of judgment. and actually a possibility, a problem is a possibility with judgment attached. So if you didn't conclude that whatever you think is a problem is indeed a problem, what possibility is there that you haven't explored?
Wow.
Yeah, and I think we did a show on this. We did, or we're going to do, we're doing all the pre-records out of order, so. But there is a show on this.
I love that.
Yeah.
And so if you find yourself thinking that you have a problem, I wonder if there's any magical questions or tools that you could use to get yourself out of the mindset that you have a problem to solve.
Yeah. I mean, one of the first ones is, well, if I didn't consider this a problem, what possibilities could I see and receive here?
Can you say that one again, please, Miss Kathy?
Yeah, if I didn't consider this a problem, what possibilities could I see and receive here? And you can clear everything that doesn't allow that.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Right, wrong, good, and bad, pot and pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
Kathy, once again, your kitty cat. I love how she always makes an appearance when you are at home recording the show with us.
And yes,
at least once during the show, she's contributing. So you all are listening to Imperfect Brilliance with Kathy and Betsy. Thank you, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
See you in a moment.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everybody. This is Kathy Williams, along with Betsy McLaughlin. And we are talking about tools to use when things are not showing up and what you can change magically to create a different possibility. And one of those tools is questions, which we ask a lot because questions open the door beyond our logical minds. So before we get back to the conversation, I'd love to just check in, Betsy, and see if you have any upcoming events to share with everybody.
Thank you so much. I do actually have a couple of creations, one being the Tall Poppy Club. And that is going to be a monthly call and in between support and questions about really being the essence of you and not allowing anyone or anything to cut you down. And so in Australia, you know, that's where the saying came from, like the tall poppies, and you're not allowed to be one. So you're all, you know, and how many of us have spent time shrinking from everything that we really would like to be? And Kathy mentioned at the very beginning of the show, like even that she never thought she would be a radio show host or an author. And I too was the same way. And then it was really never even a possibility in my reality. And through tools and questions and all the change that I've created in my life, it became a possibility and it became a reality. So the Tall Poppies Club will really be about support and where we can go and what we can all create together. So that is, you can find more information at creatingyumminess.com, which is my website. And I've got some other Creating Yumminess classes coming out as a specialty class. And then I've also got the foundation, which Kathy and I both teach as certified facilitators, which is 4 days of absolute amazing hundreds of pages and tools, and really what started the amazing change in my life. And so now we both teach it. We absolutely love teaching it. Honestly, if I could teach it every day, I would.
Woo!
And I have a couple classes coming up, right? Wouldn't that be fun? Just to, like once a week at least teaching that class, that take. It's so amazing to see the change in 4 days. Even after, like, I'm teaching one right now, and after the first 2 hours, the change, their faces are already different and glowing, and as things are discussed and cleared, it's beyond words. So I have a couple coming up in the Washington DC metropolitan area, so you can check it out on Imperfect Brilliance. We have a Facebook page, and you can start posting those there, as well as Creating Yumminess. And we also, Kathy and I both have a page on accessconsciousness.com. And then /, and then you would type in my name, or you would type in Kathy's name, and you could also search for us by Find a Facilitator. So there's a lot of different ways to find us, and you can also, you guys, please email us at imperfectbrilliant@gmail.com. And then, Miss Kathy, I turn this over to you for you to invite people to some of your fabulousness. As well as
we have a couple
of calls coming up that we will also put on our Facebook page, a couple of different calls that we're playing with as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, so much fun in person or online. You know, this week I'm in London, if you want to hop on over. and yay. Then for both Access Consciousness Bars and the Foundation. So the Bars class will be tomorrow. And the foundation class will start on the 28th for 4 days. Then if you are in the U.S. and you'd like to spend a little time near the lake in Chicago, one of my favorite places just for the amazing food. And the spot we have for the class is just glorious, looking over the Lake Michigan and watching the sailboats. While creating some change, that is July 9th. Through the 12th, then I'm headed up to Wisconsin, Appleton, for 4 days again for the foundation on July 14th, and then going to the beach in South Carolina July 21st And then with Radical Abundance on July 25th and the Foundation on July 21st. So if you'd like to join me there or on Maui or in Northern California in the fall or even Kauai, hop on over to meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming, and you can find all of those classes and testimonials and all sorts of fun stuff there. So Kathy has a K and Williams has an S. meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And then, if you'd like us to come your direction, let us know, imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com. And we'll consider it. We always do.
Yeah.
So there's just, yeah, lots of fun to be had, and watching transformation occur is one of our favorite things. So
it totally. And Kathy and I taught a class last, 2017, we taught one together. And Kathy, I still hear from people who so enjoyed having two facilitators, and they said, I just saw somebody recently
that I hadn't
seen in a while, and he said, oh my gosh, I just so loved when you guys were like bouncing things off each other and the energies and playing back and forth. And said there was such a playful, fun energy between you two, and a lot of times you finish each other's sentences, and you guys are just really great facilitators together. So, and he's like, you're great apart, and then bringing the two of you together was even more amazing. So
I think I had
forgotten to tell you that, but it was so fun to hear that.
Yeah, that's really cool to hear. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So, getting back to when what we're asking for is not showing up, I think this is such great timing, because last week, Gary Douglas had a call just for facilitators, and he is the founder of Access Consciousness, and he was talking about actualization, and actualization is having something show up, and he said, there are really three elements, and he didn't put it in these words, but that's what he said, and he said, so one is to choose. You've got to choose it. Whatever you'd like to have, you choose. And then make choices that sort of, if I choose this, what will it create? Not out of conclusion of what it will create, but just getting a sense of, will that create lightness in my world? Will that create stuckness, contraction in my world? So choice. And then the second is called energy pulls. And energy pulls are really about receiving and engaging the universe to contribute to you. So you're engaging the universe and drawing universal energy through the energy of what you desire. And if you I have a bunch of energy pulls available for purchase for really pretty inexpensively at meetkathywilliams.com/pulls. So you can find like five different energy pull classes about prosperity, about all different things there. But energy pulls are one of those things that you can use to create. And then the third thing he said is engaging. So engaging with other people, and that kind of energizes it in the world, like connecting.
Yeah.
Because when you talk with someone, you don't know what that's going to lead to, it could lead to, if you're interested in creating classes, it could lead to creating a bigger class, or someone knows someone who has a venue for you, or, it's like not with an agenda, not engaging them with, oh, I hope they're going to do something for me, but really just engaging and showing interest in other people. Because, most people's most important person in their life is, of course, themselves, right? So if you ask them questions about themselves and show interest, then you're going to be an interesting person for them.
Yes.
And I know you were on that call too, Betsy. So is there anything you wanted to add to that?
Well, you did an amazing job of summarizing it.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So it's like the engagement in the world, because a lot of the times maybe we're doing the engagement, but we're not doing the energetic work like the pulls. Or maybe we're pulling and pulling and pulling and asking a lot of questions, but not actually ever connecting with people or getting out there.
Right.
So he was suggesting, you know, if you'd like to grow a business, calling people every day. And he used to say three, but he said a whole lot more than three, and I forgot the number.
10.
Like, yeah, 10 people a day. Wow, that's a lot.
Oh, my gosh. Talk to 10 people a day, yes.
Right, and so what would that add to your life if you actually talked with 10 people a day? Yeah, and so everywhere you're hesitant to do that, what would I say? You know, I don't know where to begin. I'm hesitant to use the telephone, whatever it is. Would you be willing to let go of those points of view to allow yourself to create a greater life and greater future?
Yes, ma'am.
And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy it and create it all?
Yes.
Right, wrong.
Right, wrong, good and bad. Puck, insurance boys and beyond. Wow.
Yeah, and so much of our communication these days is via text or social media, but for a lot of people, that's not actually real communication.
Right.
You can make it real communication. You can have a deep conversation, but it's much, usually, you know, much more of a connection if you're willing to pick up the phone or actually get together.
See somebody in person, in front of you.
or write a handwritten letter. When's the last time you got one of those?
It's been a while since I got them. I actually do send them out. I love to do that. It's just one of those things that I've always enjoyed doing. So you never know, like, you know, to get a surprise like that in the mail is so much fun.
Yeah, it really is. I have a friend who even sends out anonymous letters or notes.
How fun.
Yeah, really sweet. So what else can we do? When what we're asking for is not showing up, okay, what choices am I making? And what, you know, am I pulling energy? And there's even a free energy pull at meetkathywilliams.com/pulls if you want to experience it. And then, am I engaging?
Yes.
So those three questions and exploring your awareness about those three questions. Okay, which of these am I not doing enough? Okay, and sometimes it's like when we're not, when what we're asking for doesn't seem to show up, we can actually ask, has it shown up? But it's kind of in a different way than I expected it to come.
Yes. And that, you know, because we do a lot of times, we have an expectation of how we think something is going to look, how it might smell, feel, or how it would show up. So if that is what we're looking for, and that's all that we're looking for, I wonder what we might not even see or receive because we've already defined what it's going to look like, so we can't see it when it's right in front of us.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, you know, those projections and expectations are clouding our vision.
Mm-hmm.
So everywhere your projections and expectations of what you would like to have
Ooh.
In your life are clouding your vision of, you know, what's truly present or available, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Wow, yes.
Yeah, wow.
There's a lot of energy on that one.
Good, bad, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So when we yawn, it's clearing energy. Okay? And it's just the unconsciousness is coming up, and it's totally fine. And if you don't yawn, that's totally fine, too.
Yes.
I have some people like, I'm not yawning. Am I doing this right? I'm just like, yes. There's not a problem with that. Okay, don't make something that's not a problem into a problem. So everywhere we do that, can we destroy and then create it? Times to God says.
Yes. You
know. Wow. Wow.
Right and wrong, good and bad. All mine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
So, and asking more questions. You know, who else can I add to my life to have this show up right away?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, what energy, space, and consciousness? This is straight out of the foundation manual of this one. What energy, space, and consciousness can I and my body be to have total clarity and ease with this for all eternity? And if anything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes. Wow. Right and wrong, good and bad.
All nine
shorts. Talk all nine shorts for me.
You're getting double the clearings today.
Yes, you are.
So what, and the other thing is, like, even what question can I be?
Yes.
To create, you know, and then you can add whatever else to the end of that. Like, what question could I be to change this? What question could I be to create something different, or, you know, whatever. But, like, what question can I be and what invitation can I be? It's another one that I love.
Oh, I love that one, too. And I also love the universe show me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're asking for, you could say, okay, universe, show me my magical capacities with bodies. Universe, show me more money in my bank account with more ease than I've ever imagined.
Mm-hmm.
Universe, show me a full schedule of clients and a waiting list for 6 months. Universe, show me, you know, my artistic capacities or capacities with writing. How much fun can you have with that as we go to break? So what kind of universe show me questions can you come up with?
We'll be back in a couple minutes, everyone. Thank you for listening to Imperfect Brilliance.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. I've got to go look on YouTube for the shelter cat that they talk about on that commercial.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah.
I'm Betsy McLaughlin, and I'm here with Kathy Williams. Thank you so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We truly are grateful that you are here with us. We know that you have a lot of choices with how you spend your time, and we are very grateful. So
we would also love for you to reach out and let us know what questions you had or what topics you would like us to discuss, and you can email us at imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com. So, Kathy, right? I think you had something else that you wanted to say as we were going to break. Is that, am I remembering correctly?
Well, I was really just suggesting that, you know, listeners, as we went to break, think about what kind of universe show me questions can you ask? And that is really, you know, it's an ask and receive universe. And of course, when we're asking for something or when we're focusing on something, our awareness of that thing expands. So I remember a client of mine experimenting with this, and she said, okay, universe, show me yellow cars, because she almost never sees yellow cars. And that day, she, you know, as she was driving somewhere, she saw a yellow car, and she was like, yeah, but, and she was like, I'm not really sure about this. So then, you know, she kept driving, and she saw another yellow car, and she was like, oh, okay, maybe there is something to this. So when you're asking, universe, show me, it's an invitation for the universe to bring you evidence of whatever it is, you know, to show you. And also it is inviting you to loosely put your awareness in that direction. Why I say loosely is not to fixate on that thing,
right,
but just to bring your awareness in that area.
I love even just saying, universe, show me something beautiful. And it always does, whether it's a butterfly or a beautiful bird or a flower or a smile on somebody's face or whatever. But when you're asking to see something beautiful, how many different beautiful things will you see?
Yes. Yeah, just expanding your awareness in that direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how much magic is in that?
So much. Yeah. You know, and with our topic of you know, tools to use when things don't seem to be showing up, it's like sometimes we can even ask, because this will expand our awareness of who to talk to. Who do I need to talk to allow this to show up with more ease? You know, what other information do I require?
Yes. Yes,
These kinds of questions are opening the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Or what would it take to change this? You know, a lot of people wait for inspiration to strike before they choose something instead of just choosing something.
You mean you're not supposed to wait for, like, engraved invitation from a butler with a tuxedo and a silver tray and white gloves to hand it to you?
Oh, I thought it was a little elf, you know, with a magic dust or something.
So I'm waiting for a butler and you're waiting for an elf.
Yeah, a fairy, something magical.
A fairy, I love it.
Amused.
Absolutely.
Amused. So, you know what, I mean, and Elizabeth Gilbert talks about this in her book, Big Magic. She's like, inspiration works for everybody in different ways. However, sometimes you just need to show up and do the work. It doesn't matter if you're inspired. Just, you know, if you're a writer, sit down and write. And write something crappy. That's okay. But at least you're writing. It might turn into something good. Or
right.
If you're a pianist, sit down and play, you know, and something will emerge. It doesn't have to be your best work, but something will emerge, and then you can build on that. Or if you're looking for ideas, you know, sit down and, okay, what ideas do I have about this? I'm just going to sit with it for 5 or 10 minutes and see what shows up, and just write down all of those ideas, the good, the bad, the crazy, the ridiculous, the, you know, all of them. It doesn't matter. Unfiltered, you know, write down some ideas, because something will show up. And that's the beauty of you showing up. It's like you show up, and then the universe is like, okay, cool, they're showing up. Something's going to come through.
Yes.
Absolutely. And that's part of when you were talking earlier, even, you know, engaging, like engaging with yourself.
Yes.
As well.
So true. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that in, because it's true. It's it's engaging with the creative process, engaging with painting or writing or playing or whatever it is. It's like you show up and you're inviting something else to occur.
Mm-hmm. And what if it's not linear?
Ugh, it never is.
And how many times do we think that it will be? Yeah, and, you know, so we think that it's linear and, like, A plus B is, you know, always going to equal C. And, you know, when you're doing that, again, you're not, you're already in conclusion about what it's going to look like or how it's going to show up. So in asking the questions and being willing to receive everything that comes in, all the awarenesses, all the creative energies, all of the questions, whatever it is, being willing to play with it all with no point of view creates so much more magic than when you're already decided what it's going to be, so then you have to do it that way.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, that's kind of like showing up and responding to what's present versus showing up and responding to your conclusions about how something should be. One is much more magical than the other.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So from the space of magical possibilities, if everything is not turning out the way you want it or showing up the way you want it, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of the ways that you want it showing up?
Yes.
Ooh.
Right, wrong, good, bad, Todd Pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds.
And it's like, wow, that one is almost like, what did she just say there?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Would you say it again? Say it again.
I'm not even sure I remember what I said. What did I say, Kat?
We'll just have to listen again. I mean, yeah, it sort like, of like was like, what?
Yeah, it's like one of those, and then we cleared it, so it's kind of gone. And that happens a lot, you know, like you clear it, and then it really is gone.
Yeah, and it's funny because if a clearing sounds like it was Greek or Chinese to you, chances are it was one that would be very useful for you to listen to again or maybe even run a bunch of times, because it just bypassed your logical mind, and your logical mind is like, what? I don't get that. So that might have been one of those. Yeah. And, you know, along the lines of like the creative process, sometimes it's just so super useful for us to remove ourselves from the situation. Like, you know, we're trying to figure something out. We're trying to get the answer to some science, you know, equation. And there is an actual true story of this happening where there were all these scientists and they were all trying to figure out the solution to something. And finally, they just all gave up. They were like, you know what? It just can't be done. And then one of them thought of the answer in the middle of the night, just woke up like, I got it. I know how we can do this. And he had to work super early in the morning, like 5 a.m. or something like that, only to find that there were already 2 people there at work because they also got the answer after they had given up. Why? Because it was like their logical mind was, you know, trying to come up with something. And when they had let it go, when they're like, okay, whatever, you know, we'll let go, the answer came. The awareness came. And so how much do we kind of labor over what we think is a problem or not showing up and try to get it to show up? And if we would just be like, okay, it's on its way. Okay, I know if I just relax about this, it's kind of like trying to find your keys. You can run all over the house with your, like a chicken with your head cut off. And then when you're like, oh, well, I guess I just can't go to this thing. Then you think immediately of where your keys are. You know, mm-hmm. It's like you've let go. And so yes. Everywhere you're unwilling to let go enough to allow the awareness to emerge, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Wow.
Yeah. And sometimes that requires going and doing some mindless activity. And I don't mean like watching Netflix, although it could be that, but more like, you know, going rowing or going for a walk in the woods or, you know, painting if you're not usually a painter or maybe even if you are. You know, it's like some activity that's engaging enough, but takes your mind off whatever, you know, you were trying to figure out. Yeah.
So I wonder, with all the magical people listening to this call, would you be willing to ask your magical capacities to turn up?
Ooh. I like it. What would it take first? Yeah.
What would it take? What would it take? And for what would it also, like another one I love to ask is, you know, what would it take for more joy, more ease, and more of whatever it is that you would enjoy having in your life?
Yeah. What would it take to have that show up with total ease?
Yes.
What can I let go
and then,
of?
I like that one too. What can I add? And then if you start to hear an argument or a reason why you can't have these things, that's when you would in the clearing statement and ask for what else is possible. And again, getting
the
mind out of the way.
If you don't know the full clearing statement, you can just say pock and pod that or collapse all that to source energy. And you can. You know, it's an ask and receive universe and you can. You created those limitations. You bought them as true. And so you can uncreate them and let them go.
Yes, and you don't have to know the words to change the energy, and you don't have to have it in any correct order or anything like that for it to work.
Thank goodness.
I know, for sure.
It's like, how much ease would we be willing to have with change? You know, and that's one of the really interesting things. It's like we look around in life and there are not too many examples. Now, if you have a lot of examples in your life, that's awesome. But generally, a lot of us don't have too many examples of people who have tremendous ease in their life. Right? And so, you know, would you be willing to be the outlier? The person who just like has way too much ease in their life. No problems. and you know, would you be willing to be judged for that? Because if you have way too much ease in some people's eyes, they're going to judge you for that. And the truth is, they probably judge you anyway, so it's not such a big deal, right? It's when we make people's judgment real that we can let it limit us. But we don't have to make it real. It's just a story in their head. Less about us than it is about them.
Yes, absolutely. So if you didn't make judgments real, what would that create?
And what would you choose that you're not choosing?
So everywhere that you have allowed judgments to limit your life, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Yeah, if you didn't make judgment real, what would you choose that you're not currently choosing?
Wow.
Well, well, well. That one was another humdinger, Kathy. If you didn't make real, what would you be choosing? So whether it's judgment of you or, you know, judgment that others have done of you, if none of that was real and you didn't have to spend time defending against it or for it, even how much more time would you have in your day?
Ooh. I like it. Yeah. It's like, I mean, each judgment takes other judgments to hold it in place. It's a lot of work. And the funny thing is, you know, you've probably noticed this too, Betsy. The more I've used these tools and chosen greater, the more I recognize how much work it actually takes to function from judgment and conclusion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing about judgment is, I know in my own life, I certainly made it so real and so significant. Oopsie, and we're at the end of our show, so we'll have to talk more about judgment on another episode. Thank you guys so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We're so grateful for you.
Thank you, everybody. In between weeks, you can catch us on SoundCloud or iTunes or even at iom.fm. And then we'll be back again next Tuesday at 6 Eastern, 12 Hawaii, and 3 Pacific. Thanks so much.
Yay.
For listening. Have a great week.
Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Aloha.